Sweets to the sweet on St. Valentine's Day, so have some sugar pie by Les Reed on Monitor. Violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. What's that you say? Not very original? Of course not, but it's sincere. A small token of our affection for you. For a much larger token, we're going to give a Valentine's weekend full of love and related items a sort of Monitor love-in. I'm Gene Rayburn. If you love lively music, here's the newest from Jerry Reed. Talk about the good times. Come on, Jerry, talk it up now. Talk it up.
Yeah. Here we come. Well, I remember when I was just children, a time when people used to treat the neighbors like a fellow men. Them all day singing and them big prayer meetings. When a man was proud to walk up, he'd shake his neighbor's hand. Lord, you talk about the good times. Talk about the good times. Oh, if you ever need your help. This old world needs now old-fashioned love. Ain't it guitar? Yeah.
word of warning to monitor motorists now, and this derives from a personal experience recently. I drove through what seemed to be an innocuous-looking puddle of water the other day without slowing down too much, and I got a jolt that almost fractured my front teeth. It seems there are deep potholes lurking beneath the surface of many of these puddles, potholes caused by the use of salt to melt snow and ice. Keep this in mind next time water collects in the streets, and avoid ruining your teeth, your tires, or your temper. Now, Mr. Calm, Cool, and Collected.
I'm David Frost. Do you suppose drunk drivers drink to forget? Perhaps to forget the 25,000 people they kill each year? Well, State Farm Mutual wants you to support the National Highway Safety Bureau's plan to eliminate these forgetful, abusive drinkers from our highways, lest someday you meet one who forgets to stay on his side of the road.
For your car, your home, your life, and your health, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Sitting here at Radio Central on this St. Valentine's Day, the thought occurred to us that there must be some places in this country named after the patron saint of lovers, Valentine, as well as places with love in their names. So, after digging into atlases and telephone books, we've come up with a couple of possibilities, and on our monitor open line now is the first of them. We're talking with Mrs. Jane Crittenden from Valentine, Texas. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Oh, happy Valentine.
I thank you. How big is Valentine, Texas?
Valentine is a very small community. We have about 250 people.
Where is Valentine, Texas in relation to some big city we'd know about?
We are about 180 miles southeast of El Paso.
Okay. How did it get the name Valentine?
I'm not sure that there is any true record, but as the closest that we can figure out is that it was named by the Southern Pacific Railroad for a Wells Fargo agent who had that name.
Are there other stories of how it got the name?
Well, the one
tell us another one. We'll take our pick. One from column A, one from column B.
The next one is that the laying of the track was completed on Valentine's Day.
And I like that one.
That's much more romantic anyway.
Does your post office do a brisk business in early February, postmarking letters?
Mrs. Kelly receives quite a few letters that she postmarks for Valentine's Day.
Well, Mrs. Crittenden, thank you very much, and once again, a very happy St. Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you very much.
And now, continuing our probe in various romantic places in America, our monitor open line now is connected with Valentine, Nebraska, and on the other end of the line is Mrs. Helen Jordan. Hi, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Hi, and the same to you, sir.
Now, how big is Valentine, Nebraska, and where is it in the state?
Valentine is about 9 miles from the North South Dakota border, and the population here is about 3,000.
Uh-huh. How did it get the name Valentine?
It was named after a former senator.
Do you get much mail in the local post office to be stamped Valentine, Nebraska?
Well, I have stamped out about 5,000 Valentines myself, and I talked to the postmaster today, and he said he supposed that persons who stopped in at the post office and mailed their own would amount to about a third more.
Does anything special happen in your town on this day?
Yes, we have a coronation. It is conducted through the school, and they pick their royalty in the high school grades, the king and queen in the senior class and so on down.
After you get a king and queen, what do you do with them?
Well, they're honored at the coronation ball, and they have a regular coronation ceremony preceding the ball.
Mm-hmm. Now, where do they do that, at the high school?
Yes, at the gymnasium.
I see. Do you get any Valentines, Mrs. Jordan?
Myself?
Yes.
Yes.
Who sends them to you?
Oh, my family. They remember me, yes, and I remember them. We have a special Valentine here in Valentine that is made by a local person, and she sells Valentines of her own design. So each year I send Valentines to all of the governors of the United States and the president and the vice president and our senators and congressmen, and the Chamber of Commerce does this.
That's a lovely idea. Do any of them respond?
Yes, last year I had letters back from several of the governors in the United States thanking us for remembering them, and they thought the Valentines were a clever idea.
And there's a story from Valentine, Nebraska. Population 3,000, which has a very romantically inclined Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Jonathan Winters and Maud Frickert for AMF, the bowling folks, who have a special offer for you bowlers. Tell them about it, Maudie.
Well, there's a 4-foot-high inflatable bowling pin. And a giant 30-inch inflatable bowling ball.
Don't blow them up, Granny. Just tell about them. Folks, the pin and the ball are each worth $5.50. But you can get them for just $2 apiece with a special bonus certificate you get free from any participating dealer when you buy any AMF bowling bag, shoes, or ball, including the big Dick Weber All-Pro model.
And these inflatables make great toys or bowling prizes.
Right, Granny. For the name of your nearest place to buy AMF bowling accessories and get your free bonus certificates, call toll-free from anywhere in the U.S., 800-243-6000. That's 800-243-6000. Well, Granny, what do you think of this great AMF inflatable bowling pin and ball offer?
It leaves me breathless.
Well, I've still got breath enough to tell all you good folks that you're spending a happy St. Valentine's Day on the Monitor Beacon.
Why do you hear so much these days about high blood pressure, or hypertension as the doctors call it? Because this disease afflicts over 21 million Americans. Because it's a leading cause of heart disease and stroke. And now for the brighter side. Your Heart Association reports that new treatment, including pressure-lowering drugs, can control high blood pressure in most cases. Since 1950, medical advances, speeded by your heart fund gifts, have helped to cut the death rate from high blood pressure and related heart diseases by 63% among persons under 65. And yet, as you listen to this message, on the average, the lives of two Americans will be claimed by hypertension as well as all the other diseases of the heart and blood vessels. One, our number one health enemy. Now, no one is safe until the day comes when we can prevent heart attack, heart defects, stroke, and high blood pressure. That day will come faster if you give generously to the Heart Fund. Give so more will live.
WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
Gene Rayburn again with more of Monitor, and whoever is in charge of the nation's weather isn't in too much of a holiday mood. St. Valentine's Day will see clouds over much of the country. Rain in the central Midwest, snow from the Appalachians to the northern and central Rockies, showers from the Tennessee Valley to Oklahoma.
There are now over 100 million automobiles and trucks in America. This adds up to 36 cars for every mile of highway, making it more necessary than ever to have the best visibility possible when driving, especially in bad weather. You need wiper blades with fresh rubber. The rubber in every blade goes dead from the sun, wind, and road film, and cannot wipe a windshield without streaking. A new pair of AMCO push-button refillable wiper blades will give you streak-free vision in any kind of weather, and you and your family will be a lot safer on the road. The big bright yellow AMCO windshield wiper service cabinet is prominently displayed in service stations wherever you drive. So look for it. Pull in and have the serviceman snap on a new pair of AMCO wiper blades, or have him refill yours. He can do it in just seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Mama Cass Elliott coming along next with New World Coming.
Stronger.
acid, bubbles, too much work, tension, food. Almost anything can cause stomach upset, acid indigestion.
Will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Simple antacids can't, but Digel can. Digel has the extra action of a unique ingredient, simethicone, to relieve the pressure caused by gas, bubbles, trapped in your digestive system. Next time your stomach needs help,
will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Digel can. It takes the acid and the gas out of acid indigestion. When you eat too well, demand Digel. D-I-G-E-L. Tablets or liquid. It really works.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
This being St. Valentine's Day, Monitor is giving special attention to the subject of love. And it occurred to us that since Dr. Margaret Mead, the distinguished anthropologist, has written a new book, Culture and Commitment, a Study of the Generation Gap, she might have some special insights into the younger generation's attitudes towards love. And we're delighted to have her with us now. Dr. Mead, you state in your book that this current younger generation differs greatly from any previous generation. Now, does this apply to their feelings about love as well?
Yes, I think that they are laying a great deal more emphasis on love among many kinds of people for other people. They're not as romantic as was customary with earlier generations in this country. They don't think of romantic love as a choice for marriage as being the principal sort of love in the world. They're interested in forming groups of people that care about each other. They want to care about all the people in the world, even though they belong to other races and other countries. And love has been broadened and widened at present. It's closer, I think, to the Christian idea of charity,
yes,
than it is to the romantic sort of chivalrous love.
Now, the young people today have separated love from sexual experience, haven't they?
Well, they don't restrict it to sexual experience. I think this is the important thing, that we had in this country a very close tie-in,
mm-hmm,
between sex and love. And they, to some extent, have disassociated them. They could have a great deal of love and a great deal of warmth without sex. And I think that is the important thing, that it's not as narrow as it once was.
In that regard, I note that many of the schools are adopting coeducational dormitories now. And the incidence of pregnancies has declined, and since the tacit permission has been granted, sexual contacts, I understand, have dropped in some of these schools.
Well, you see, if the only time that a man and a girl ever saw each other was under sort of restricting dating situations, they focused much more narrowly than they do if they have a chance to talk and listen to music and get to know each other. And this is one of the things that the girls particularly are emphasizing in asking for these coeducational dormitories.
May I say to you, Dr. Mead, happy St. Valentine's Day. Will you be my Valentine?
I will.
Okay, take my hand, and we'll walk down life's path here together for as far as we can. Thank you, Dr. Mead.
Here's where you meet your friends on weekends.
What? What's bothering you?
Nothing.
Now, are you going to tell me, or am I supposed to guess again?
Well, you were with me, didn't you see?
See what?
Max and Helen's new ambassador.
So?
What do you mean, so? Do we have air conditioning?
Well...
Do we have power steering?
Oh, boy.
Do we have real corduroy?
Well, Harriet, maybe Max got a raise. I don't know.
And his mother didn't call us?
Right now, American Motors is holding its red, white, and blue sale on special Rebels, Javelins, and Ambassadors. They come with options like power steering, power brakes, a V8 engine, an automatic transmission, and even vinyl tops and corduroy interiors. During this sale, every special model lists for $300 less than comparably equipped non-sale models. But prices at your American Motors dealer aren't high to begin with, so imagine what they must be now.
Harriet, we'll go down to the American Motors dealer tomorrow, okay? Harriet? Harriet, what's wrong now?
Did you see Max and Helen's new baby?
If there's one relatively small thing that can spoil your image as a well-groomed person, it's lint on your clothes.
The easiest way to get rid of it is to wrap some adhesive or cellophane tape around your fingers, sticky side out, of course, and just pat the lint away. Now, here's word about how to overcome something else which can affect not your clothes, but you.
Last vacation, I found out fresh air and sunshine can be great for just about everything but my skin. I mean, it was completely dried out, you know, really sick. So I went looking for a good medicated skin lotion and found Dermassage. He used it every day since, too.
Medicated Dermassage, the dry skin specialist.
Hey, when you work construction like I do, you're outside a good 8 hours a day or more. Rain, snow, or shine. And by the time I get home, the weather's got my face and hands looking just like a lot of raw leather. Before I reach for my wife, I reach for Dermassage. Don't know what Dermassage has in it, but it sure heals my skin up great.
Soothing, cooling Dermassage, the medicated skin lotion used in over 4,000 hospitals.
Lucky for me, my husband brought some Dermassage home last time he went shopping for me. That's when I antiqued the furniture. All that turpentine and lacquer ruined my hands, till I remembered the Dermassage. Furniture didn't turn out too well, but my hands sure did.
Use medicated Dermassage daily. You'll feel much better.
Adventures with Expo 70 on monitor, 1970, heard coast to coast on NBC Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul on KSTP. Brief time out, since this is a Valentine's Day, think lovely thoughts till I get back. Gene Rayburn.